What our teams have seen and what we have actually observed out there in the field is that there are dead bodies that are coming back onto the shore in decomposed state. And we see a lot of children and women who are who have been impacted, because this is the fishermen groups who are impacted the most. And the men have survived, but it's the women and the children who have died in the tsunami.
Is that because the women and children remained in their homes close to the shore?
That's right. In fact, the estimates are that 60% of all deaths are among women and children.
Sir, what are their immediate needs?
The immediate needs have been, first of all, to evacuate people out from the coastal region into the interiors. And the government has set up 250 relief centers. There are 160,000 people who have been evacuated or displaced from the sites for two reasons. Either they have become homeless or they have been evacuated to the relief centers because of the alert on the coastal region. The response from UNICEF has been very specifically having set up a 24-hour emergency operation center in our office in Chennai, which covers Tamil Nadu and Kerala, the two states in the southern corner of the country which are affected. We are coordinating agency for all the other UN agencies, as well as the U.S. Consulate and the MSF and other bilateral agencies who are operating in this region. And we have started rushing out water storage tanks, which is an immediate requirement at the relief centers in these areas.
What is the risk of disease at this time?
For three reasons, there is a strong possibility of waterborne and other diseases outbreaks taking place. One is there are large numbers of people staying in relief centers in close proximity to each other, so the density of population in these relief centers. Number two, the fact that there are a lot of decomposed bodies which are now being disposed of very rapidly by the local government. But then there are mass burials going on, and there's a possibility that the disposal may not be adequate. Plus, the possibility that the food packets that are being distributed, if there is a problem in those food packets, that they could lead to disease in the region. The fourth being the waste disposal. There's a lot of issues of environmental sanitation that may crop up in a day or two. If the relief centers continue over a period of time, these issues may lead to outbreaks of disease.